Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to have some fun?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Let's find out where we're going today. Today's topic is e-reports.
And our title is Ukulele Fun. Ukulele Fun. Peter, have you ever played the ukulele?
The ukulele? What is that?
It's like a small guitar. It's very popular in Hawaii. Well, I've never played a ukulele before either, and neither has Peter. But I do know someone who has.
Who?
Teacher Hazel. She loves playing the ukulele. She even collects them.
Great. Well, I can't wait to learn more about this today. Let's find out what happens, but first let's look at those keywords for today.
Hello, 你喜欢可爱又好听的 ukulele 吗？我们今天就要跟大家介绍乌克丽丽和它的制作方式。首先要跟你说明 ukulele 有四根弦 ,they have four strings, 乐器的弦就是 string。乌克丽丽弹出来的声音开朗又欢乐 ,they make bright happy sounds, 形容词 bright 有明亮的意思，但是在这里指的是开朗快乐的意思。听到乌克丽丽的琴声总是会让人联想的海岛度假和夏日时光。名词 island 就是岛屿的意思。这个字的 S 不发音哦。Ukuleles make me think of island vacations. 制作乌克丽丽时要先把琴头和琴颈粘在琴身上。琴最顶端的部分就是琴头 head, 而长形的杆子称为琴颈 neck。这个字指的就是脖子或者是颈部。琴头和琴颈跟琴身粘在一起之后，还要粘上纸板 ,fingerboard, 就是手指按琴弦的那一块板子。工匠要用砂纸把它磨得很光滑。The maker will sand the fingerboard. 这里用的 sand 是动词，指用砂纸打磨的这个动作。再来要把琴桥粘上去。琴弦的一端是系在琴头上，另一端就是系在琴桥上。琴桥就是 bridge, 它吸住琴弦的一端，使琴弦能够发出声音。The bridge holds the strings and allows them to make sounds. 动词 allow 就是使什么能够怎么样。今天介绍讲到乌克丽丽的结构，有很多名词我们可能不太熟悉。如果你有大家说英语杂志的话，可以参考杂志上的说明哦。
I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I've found. It's cute and small, and best of all, it has a happy sound. Hi everyone, it's time for e-report, and today we're talking about the ukulele. And I'm so excited because I really enjoy playing the ukulele.It's a lot of fun. Do you play the ukulele? Well, maybe you should. It's not too hard. Oh, can I tell you a secret? I not only play the ukulele, I collect ukuleles, and I have too many. But that's why I'm excited, because today we're going to make a ukulele. Woohoo! I can't wait! Are you ready? Let's go!
Ukuleles are instruments that look like small guitars. Ukuleles come from Hawaii. They have four strings, and people play them with their hands and fingers. Ukuleles have a bright, happy sound. And when people hear ukulele music,It often reminds people of island vacations and summer days. Even though ukuleles come from Hawaii, they are now popular around the world. One of the reasons is because they are small and easy to play.
Hazel plays the ukulele very well. Well, let's talk more about this musical instrument. Ukuleles look like small guitars, But unlike guitars, they usually have four strings.
String, this is a great word to talk about. You use strings to attach or tie things, but on a ukulele, it's different.
That's right. You know, I always tie string around boxes because I don't want my things to fall out. So, ukuleles only have four strings. What else can you tell us about this instrument?
Ukuleles also come from Hawaii, and they make a bright, happy sound. Hey, Marie, you have a bright smile on your face.
Yes, I do, because I am feeling happy. Hey, I have an idea. Let's practice making some sentences using this word bright. What a bright song that was. What's wrong? You don't look bright and happy.
So ukuleles make people think of island vacations and summer days.
Ah, I want to be on an island right now. I want to lay on the sand, get some sun, and swim in the ocean.
An island is surrounded by water. If you have been to Hawaii, then you have been to an island. Other islands are Guam or Taiwan.
That's right. Well, let's continue to learn more about this fun musical instrument. Here's part two.
Everyone, let me introduce you to my new friends. This is Han,
hello,
Kent, and Martin. They not only play the ukulele, but they also teach music. And they teach people how to make their own ukuleles. Wow! Can I make a ukulele today?
Sure, it's our pressure.
Isn't that great? I've always wanted a custom-built ukulele, and I'm going to make one, right?
Of course. Martin will teach you how.
Oh, thank you so much. This is going to be great. I'm so excited. Let's get started. Wow, look at all this stuff. So, Martin, what do we do first?
The first step to making a ukulele is to attach the head and neck to the body. To do this, put some glue on the neck and body.
Glue on that. Oh, oh, oh. I see that now, but I'll spread it around. Blood in the hole. Too much. Oh, man, too much.
Then press the two pieces together. Use rubber bands to hold the pieces in place while the pieces dry. Then there will be a tight bond, and the pieces will stay together. It takes about 30 minutes for the glue to dry completely.
Hey, Hazel, wake up.
Oh, already? Oh, well, Martin, what's next?
Once it's dry, the next step is to glue the fingerboard onto the neck. The fingerboard shows the player where to put his or her fingers to play notes and chords on the ukulele. Once the fingerboard is glued, we use special clamps to hold it in place, and then we let it dry. When the fingerboard is dry, we will use some sandpaper to sand down any rough edges.
So finally, after waiting again, we're ready to use the sandpaper. Oh, that's because sometimes the edges are not too smooth and we don't want to hurt our fingers, so we use sandpaper to make it nice and smooth.
This will make sure the fingerboard is smooth and the player doesn't cut him or herself when they play the ukulele.
Playing the ukulele might be easy for some people, maybe even for most people, but making one is not easy.
Yes. Well, Hazel is very excited to see her friends and make a ukulele. So, what is the first step to making a ukulele?
First, the head and neck are glued to the body.
Wait, are you talking about this? The neck? Like the one you and I have?
Well, no, it's different. The neck is part of the ukulele, where you hold your hands. If you play the violin or a guitar, that also has a neck.
So, what's the next step?
As soon as the glue dries, the fingerboard is glued onto the neck. Once that is dry, the ukulele maker sands the fingerboard to make it smoother.
Yeah, and we see Hazel sanding down her ukulele with some sandpaper to make it nice and smooth. Peter, what kinds of things are smooth?
A window is smooth. Some rocks that you find on the beach might be smooth. These are smooth because there's no bumps. It's not rough or sharp.
Hey, sandpaper! This will make sure the fingerboard is smooth. Here's Christina to tell us more about this.
等到纸板固定粘在琴颈上之后，就要用砂纸去磨它粗糙的边缘，这样可以确保纸板很平滑，弹的人不会伤到手。This will make sure the fingerboard is smooth. 我们要来学习这个句型。This will make sure 表示这样做可以确保怎么样。比如说，有的人已经在餐厅定位了，可是在用餐的前一天还是会打电话去确认一下。This will make sure you get the table. 或者你在电话里告诉对方你的地址，为了确保他记得没错，你可以请他念一次给你听。This will make sure he gets the right address. 这样子可以确保他记了正确的地址。OK, 句型 This will make sure 什么？请你也练习一下吧。
Thanks, Christina. Well, Hazel is not finished making her ukulele.
Wow, it really does take a lot of time.
And we'll find out more, but let's take a short break right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
The ukulele is a stringed instrument. Peter, do you play any stringed instruments?
Yeah, well, I play the violin a little bit, and that's also a stringed instrument. I can't wait to find out more about these ukuleles. Let's watch this next part together.
Once the fingerboard is in place, then we can glue the bridge onto the body. Where does the bridge go?Use a ruler to measure and find the exact spot. After the bridge is in place, we can paint the ukulele.
Well, we put the bridge on the ukulele, and then we painted it. We put a finish on it so that it looks nicer and so that it protects the ukulele. And now, my favorite part, I get to paint and put a design on this ukulele. How do I do that? Shin, can you show us?
Yeah.
Okay.
After the design is done, we need to put on several more coats of finish. This will make sure the design stays in place. Next step is to attach the tuning heads to the top of the ukulele. The tuning heads allow ukulele players to keep their ukuleles in tune. The last step is to attach the strings to the ukulele. Different size strings create different sounds. we must make sure we put the strings in the right order.
Oh, glad I have this. It's taking a while. Look, my ukulele is finished and ready to play. Let's see how it sounds. Not bad. Wow, thanks, everybody.
You're welcome, Hansel. Would you like to play a song with us?
Sure. What song?
How about the one we just practiced?
Oh, the one we practiced? Good idea. Hey, thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. 1, 2, 3. You are my sunshine.
Hazel is not done yet. Next, the bridge is glued onto the body. The bridge holds the strings and allows them to make sounds.
Allow. Let's talk about this word a little bit more. You are not allowed to bring food into the theater, or dogs are not allowed in restaurants. But this allows or lets sound happen.
Hey, I wonder, do you think Hazel will allow me to play her ukulele? I never played one before, but I would love to try.
Well, you have to ask her first. So after the bridge is in place, the ukulele can be painted and decorated. In place. That's a great phrase we should know. Let's go to Christina. She will tell us more about it.
等琴桥就定位之后, 我们就可以在乌克丽丽上涂颜色了. After the bridge is in place, we can paint the ukulele. 今天在介绍乌克丽丽的制作过程时, 不知道你有没有注意到, 我们讲过很多次的 in place. 这个片语的意思就是在适当的位置, 也就是就定位的意思. 我们来看看它的用法, 比如妈妈会对小孩说, Put your books and toys in place. 把你的书和玩具归位放好. I like to have everything in place. 我喜欢每样东西都各就各位.
I think Hazel's ukulele turned out very nice. Did you see all the colors she used? Blue, red, yellow, green? It's beautiful.
Yes, it's bright and happy. Because the ukulele is a bright and happy instrument, that's why she painted it like that.
That's right. Well, after today, I am more interested in musical instruments. But right now, I'm more interested in reviewing our keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. String. String. A guitar usually has 6 strings.
Bright, bright. The music sounded bright and happy.
Island, island. There are several islands in the lake.
Neck, neck. Holds the violin by its neck.
Sand, sand. The man sanded the tabletop. Allow, allow. My mom won't allow me to stay up late. Okay, those are your key words. Keep on practicing at home. And now it's time for Super Sentence Man.
Hello, boss. How can I help
Nicole, you? Nicole, I need your help. Maybe you can give me some advice. So as you know, I just recently started this company, so I have a difficult question. maybe you can help me think about it. So should I think we should hire some smart people. So should I hire people who are smarter than me? You don't have to give me an answer now. I was just thinking.
Yes.
Well, did you just say yes? You mean, so I should hire people who are smarter than me?
Yes.
Nicole, you are so smart.
As soon as I go back to my office, I'm giving you a raise.
Super sentence man?
Yes, I am that man. And when you need a super sentence, I am the man for you. The super sentence is, as soon as something like this, as soon as I go back to my office, I'm giving you a raise.
Nicole, as soon as I go back to my office, I am giving you a raise. You're getting more money.
How? But...
Super! Now, do you have this super sentence in another way?
Well, of course I do. As soon as super sentence man is gone, I'll give Nicole some nice things.
As soon as super sentence man is gone, I'll give Nicole some nice things. Wow, Nicole must be really special.
And smart.
But I didn't... Hey.
Well, I guess you've said enough. Anyway, always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Well, I guess my English is great. And Nicole, thank you again. As soon as I go back to my office, you're getting a raise.
Again? I didn't do anything. Easy money.
So, Peter, what are the different parts of a ukulele?
Well, remember, there is the body, the bridge, the neck, the fingerboard, don't forget the strings, tuning heads, and the head itself.
Wow, thank you. All these parts are very important, right?
Yes. Well, this was fun today. We learned a lot, but now it's time to go. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.